radar RV mobile monitoring.
WBADX listening 14714.
And CBS monitoring.
Good morning, WDABX listening.
WDABX and 2 CBS, Palm Bay, Florida.
Yeah, just sitting here playing a little radio, watching some videos on YouTube, and just kind of relaxing here this morning. Just made a contact up to Oregon on the radio, so we're having a kind of a low-key day. How about you?
Yeah, I got a little yard work to do, but other than that, nothing serious. Just going to probably just hang around the house today.
Well, it looks like we lost you. WDABX, listen.
N2 PBS. I'm still here. I don't know how we got disconnected, but anyway, just hanging around the house today. Got a little yard work to do. Nothing really serious. The personal here is Dale, Delta, Alpha, Lima, Echo. Back to you.
All right, there, Dale. Yeah, I just didn't hear anything on the last one after he commented. So. Oh, heck. What do you say, what do you do? But, yeah, we're just doing about the same thing, just hanging around, playing a little radio and taking the day off. I was up in Petoskey until, heck, I didn't get home until 2 o'clock this morning, so. Now today is a good day. Doing a little laundry, doing some basic stuff around here.
And where exactly in Michigan are you?
I'm over here in Lake Leelanau, just north of Traverse City.
Okay, I got a friend that's just south of the UP where that big ice storm just went through. He hangs out on this repeater every now and again. He's more of a GMRS guy, but... that's how I started monitoring this repeater. He couldn't get the GMRS network to work because he was out of electricity for 5 or 6, in fact, 14 days, I think they were without power. So he used his AC and a small generator and this repeater to make contacts.
Very good. Well, this is actually a repeater system. There's actually multiple repeaters. There's actually one, I actually run the one here in Lake Leelanau, the 14714. There's one in Traverse City, Petoskey. I know they've got them all up in the, I think Sioux's got one, and Roscommon, and Sheboygan, and just all over here. So it's kind of a neat system, good working system, too.
Yeah, I'm coming through an all-star link on the MIO Michigan repeater.
Okay, yeah, very good. So, yeah, and you were talking about the ice storm. Yeah, my parents live over in the Vanderbilt area, and they were right in the middle of it. They, too, 14 days, my son and my parents both have places over there, and, 14 days without power, almost to the minute. But, yeah, that was something else. I went over there, spent a day cleaning up trees that fell in their yard, basically blocked their driveway. They couldn't get in or out until we got up there and got it cleaned up.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm in Florida now. I'm formerly from the Buffalo, New York area, and I know about snowstorms and ice storms and whatever.
Yeah, I was born and raised up here, and I think this is probably the worst I've seen in the 50 years I've been around, but I had seen some little heavier ice storms down in the Ohio area. I lived in Columbus for a couple years, but that was a pretty rough one this year. It was rough to see and bad to see everybody struggling, but... at the same time, to drive through it, it was pretty. You get the sun going through that ice. It was pretty amazing, but it was pretty devastating. All in the same.
Yeah, Greg tells me he's still hauling dead trees out of the fallen trees out of the grounds around his property. And the only good thing about it is a couple of years we'll have some great firewood.
Oh, definitely, definitely. The problem we got is my parents' place is all pine, all red pine, so it'll be good campfire wood.
Well, from what I understand, up in northern Canada, that's all they have is pine. So they burn pine for heating as well as campfire. But I don't know, they must watch it a lot closer than you'd watch a hardwood. But if you hear Greg, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Sierra Delta, give him a shout and say hi. Tell him Dale gave you his call. And he knows who I am. We've been friends for about a year and a half, 2 years now.
Hey, yep, sounds good. We'll keep an ear out for him. We don't hang out on the repeater all the time as much as I'd like to. With my work, I'm pretty busy and covering all over the place, so I don't get as much radio time as I'd like to. But when I do, I definitely enjoy it, so. You have yourself a good afternoon, and maybe we'll catch you on here again. WD8DX.
WD8DX, clear with N2PBF. You have a wonderful day. 73.
N8MJL Mobile.
WZ8N.
WZ8N, KB5ZJO Mobile.
KB5ZJL, I believe. WZ8N. Name is Rick. I'm in Manistee, and I'm just trying out my All-Star node to see if it works. Apparently it does.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, it sounds like you got it configured correctly. Audio sounds full quieting. But yeah, it sounds like you're right here in the radio room with me.
Well, that's the goal. I had a little problem. I didn't know what it was. I was talking to a fellow over the system, and when I say system, it's you guys up north of me. All at once, it dropped out, and the fellow on the other end was transmitting, and I was not sure what was causing that. I think it was a loose connection someplace. At least I hope that's what it was, and it wasn't the transmitter side of the radio that I'm using. I'm talking on a handheld, then the signal gets picked up by my 70 centimeter radio that's connected to an antenna at about 50 feet or so in the air, and then of course connected through the internet to you fellows over All-Star. Go ahead.
Well, it's working like a dream. Looks like you got it hooked up right and got it configured right, and hopefully that's not an issue. We won't do that again to you. It may just be a duplex problem, or hopefully it's not a setting. But you're full quieting on the transmit side anyway.
No, that's real good. Well, you've helped me to prove it out. Now I can direct my mind to other things that are really more important, because I don't have any clear surfaces on any of my five workbenches here, and I need to have a little space in order to get out my mind and go on to the next project. WZ8M.
WZ8M, KB5ZJO, Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu Juliet Oscar, and Traverse City. Yeah, well, so you have it hooked Raspberry Pi into an HT?
Well, that's a short way of putting it. There's a few more parts in between, but yeah, you got it.
Well, it sounded pretty good. You got a good job, especially if you're 50 feet in the air. You ought to be able to hit that thing from about anywhere.
Well, on 70 centimeters, no, I don't think so. I'm only running, it's on low power right now, and I think when I've gone for a walk with a handheld, I get out a couple of miles, you know, maybe I could get a little farther than that, but got too many trees in the way.
Yeah, especially in the summertime. In the summertime, once they start leafing out, it gets even worse.
Yeah, I used to be able to connect with a packet station down in Hart and then go from there to old Grand Rapids area. And now it doesn't seem to want to connect quite as easily. And I'm not sure if it's just a degradation in the losses in the lines or tree height or a combination of the two, but can't make it, so the packet station's turned off right now. And I just tried this out on my own. There's nobody else in this area that's really interested in getting onto the All-Star network, so I don't bother hooking it up most of the time. Otherwise, I got a what are they called, Echo Link, that connects in with our repeater, links to it, and that antenna is only about 8 feet off the ground. A little four-element beam points toward the repeater that's 25 miles away, and that seems to work quite well on 2 meters, but 70 centimeters is a little different story, and unless it's plug and play, the guys don't want to play.
This is true, yeah. Yeah, on UHF, you'd probably have to get you about an 8 or 10, 13-element beam, or Yagi up there, and that ought to do the trick. But I don't see that you need to go that glorified. But, yeah, if you're making it 25 miles or within the range there, you could be fine. Especially on Yagi, I would think you would make it with no problem. But, yeah, some people kind of frown about the All-Star and you know, that are going through any network, and they figure it's not radio, but hey, it's radio to me. You're utilizing both transmit and receive. It's radio. You're transmitting like you are on any other frequency. But anyway, what was I going to tell you? I was going to say something to you about Manistee, so I can't remember what it was. Anyway, but nice to hear you in there. I thought I'd come back and tell you it sounded good, and whatever you did, you got it configured correctly. I'd like to see that thing up close, see your configuration and your interface there, but it's sure doing you a good job.
Well, you mentioned about the some people don't think it's radio. Well, neither do I. I'm 77. I've had my license on and off for since 1964, I think it was. So yeah, I like to see tubes glow, but I've got some other stuff on HF. I kind of have a lash up here with a Hermes light, and of course the software that goes along with that is Thetis. And the output of the Hermes light goes into the amplifier section on an Omni 5, a Kentek Omni 5, and then I'll go out of there into a pair of 3500Zs, I guess they are, in a Kenwood PL 922. So that's the line up there for HF when I want to get fancy. Otherwise, I just use a Yaesu 991. So, yeah, if I had a picture that was decent to send you, I would do that. But my stack of stuff with, let's see, I've got three radios, two 2-meter ones. Oh, you mentioned the beam. Yeah, I used to have an 11-element 70-centimeter beam. Actually, I had both. It wasn't cross-polarized beam, but it was two separate beams, two feed lines for 70 centimeters up at about 70 feet at one time, and that worked quite well. But this is just a vertical antenna, multi-band vertical, which is kind of a compromise, I guess. And it's only sitting up there, I don't know, might be a scant 50 feet or so, but it's the trees have grown up bigger than they were when I first put up the tower, and so I got a little competition from that, and I don't have the oomph left in me to to make any improvements. I'm just riding along with what I've got. WZAN.
Up over the idea there, KB5CJO. Yeah. Another thing too, that vertical leash, you got less wind load. I mean, we've been getting some fierce winds this year. I think it's been reminds me of West Texas when I was out there. The wind, calm day is 60 miles an hour. They've had so many wind storms, but we've been getting a lot of it up here. There's even a few times we had some of that West Texas stuff up here. Was it about 3 or 4 weeks ago? I mean, it was a dust bowl. I hadn't seen that in Michigan in a long time. But yeah, on ADRS, I'm surprised that you're not making it all the way across. I mean, we must have lost some Vigi beaters out there. I guess some of them went by the wayside, because yeah, I would think you'd have a connection all the way through.
Well, like I said, I used to have a connection down to, down to Ottawa County, and I could make that in just one hop. Hart was one node, and then Ottawa County. And then I'd get into the little network down there and into Lansing, but a lot of those went by the wayside. And I can't stir up much interest up here in Manistee County. But, you talk about the wind load. I guess there was quite a wind, pretty nasty. One of our group was up in the Gaylord area, and they talked about a woman that they chatted with a little bit, and she was like, just scared for her life. And now I didn't live through the same thing, so I can't criticize what she was saying, but... how close are you to the Gaylord area?
Oh, we're not too far. We're probably maybe 45 minutes to almost an hour to the west there. Yeah, I used to live in the Gaylord area. I used to live up just north of there over in Alba, if you know where that is, between Alba and Boyne Mountain, Boyne City.
Oh. Okay, you must be near Albina, or is it a little south of there?
Yeah, from Elk Rapids, we're just to the southwest, not too far from Elk Rapids. See their tower from here, their water tower.
Oh, okay, so you're making it right into the main node that I'm using, I assume. Well, I don't know. They keep changing their configuration up there for better coverage and so forth. But now are you you're operating through a repeater, I assume? And you did say that you were mobile. So how long have you been at your present location?
I call it mobile base. It's actually on a little power supply. I'm in a radio shop over here at Grand Traverse Mobile Communications, just off of Barlow Street and Airport Way. It's actually a little Motorola. It's one of these old CM 200 radius mobiles hooked to a little 12 volt DC power supply.
Oh, okay. Gee, I might have talked to you at a swap up there some time ago. It seemed to me I talked with a fellow that was connected with one of the commercial radio businesses there. Had a bit of a chat, and golly, what was our conversation at that time? Oh, golly, that was a couple of years ago, so my memory isn't doing so well. It doesn't serve me like it did when I was in my 30s.
Yeah, it may have been up here or down at the Cadillac Ham Fest, which is, I guess that's what's coming up this next weekend, isn't it?
Well, let's see. Do I? I think I might have. Do I have my calendar down here? Maybe not. Oh, here it is. Hang on. I should have it. That's me. Yeah, I didn't write it down. Doggone it. Well, I am assuming that it's Saturday, the 3rd of May. Do I have that right?
Yep, that is correct. So I guess it's going to be not this weekend, but the following weekend. I kept thinking we were a little bit farther along than we are, but yeah, it's not this weekend, but the weekend after next.
Yeah, right. Well, my wife was, she was encouraging me with a great vigor toward me that I should gather up some of my stuff and take it over to the swap. It's time. The only trouble is that it's time for many other individuals, all of us in about the same age group, and the new guys, they don't want what, apparently they label it junk, and I've got, it's not junk, it's good stuff, if you want to build something, but people don't seem to want to engage in that kind of activity anymore.
Yeah, but isn't that what ham is all about? It's about doing, you know, hobby work and doing it yourself, and doing yourself projects. That's how he's getting started out. But yeah, to me, it's a whole nicer hobby when you're building it yourself than getting it already put together. And more than half of it now, it's all digital. You don't see very much analog, but yeah, I love the analog and the tube type. The old, what do you call them, boat anchors, I guess you could call them. But the Tentec, that's a good setup there. I heard you say Tentec. But that's a really good radio. Some of the Kenwoods are pretty good, too. There's some other ones, Holocrafters. There's some other good ones out there, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I gave away Kenwood 950 SDX, which was kind of the premier rig for its age, its time, which is like probably that was 30 years old, I suppose. Same as this Tentec. And I'm just using the amplifier stage in it for my SDR. And the only part of the SDR that I guess you could call it home built, is the little relay box that transfers, it's just a couple transfer relays in there, some light emitting diodes, and what else do I have? I don't know, there might be a couple transistors in it. Nothing real high tech. The high tech part is the software. I tried out some Linux software when I first got the Hermes Lite, which is another plug-and-play thing. You know, you just put the board in and plug them together, and it's no big deal. But the software, the guy that that worked on, the Linux software worked. It was, and I'll say no more about that. You know, it worked fine. But I had to buy a little more horsepower Windows computer in order to run the software, and that broke my heart to have to do that, but I really liked the results of what somebody, I think it's a British fella, worked on, did an amazing job of putting together all of the DSP work that we only talked about. And they hadn't quite completed development on it back when I finished school. Now that was, you can guess that was quite a while ago. That's when a computer, you may remember the PDP-8 and the PDP-11 by, who was that anyway? A place out of, in Massachusetts. And that leaves me too. Okay, enough of that. Back to you, WZAN.
Yeah, it's funny you talk about the Linux software. My brother, he's a programmer for them. And, yeah, he believes in, he believes firmly in Linux over anything that's Windows or iOS. But, yeah, it's much cleaner, and it's pretty fast. But, yeah, you can't go wrong with Linux. It's a pretty clean software program if it's written correctly.
And let the ID go. Well, yeah, it is. But there's people that this SCADA software is written in C#, which is strictly Microsoft-based. And like I said, it works. It works very nicely. People have done some really nice work with stuff that works on Windows only. So I got that that computer sitting down on the floor here, and then I got. I got another Windows computer sitting under there that runs the, can't think of the, what they call it now. my mind is going fast. The internet over, voice over the internet, first go around. Golly, what did they call it? I don't want to have to switch that one on just to find out what the name is, but you're probably following me. And, by the fact that not quite so many people use the Linux, there's not such a great desire to write the malware that's out there for Windows. And so it's a little more secure just from that point of view, but it doesn't make any difference what you put on the air. I've had open ports, and the Asians are just got their robots getting into anything and everything they can get into. Yeah, enough of that. Hey, I've got to get scooting here. If I sit for too long, I'm going to stiffen up, and I really have some more. I won't call it one more important, but other things that I should pursue. I think dinner is just about ready too, which is a really important activity, as you may or may not agree with me. So I can't remember your call, but I'll just give mine here. But I'm listening for your final. WCADN.
WZ8N KZ5 CKL Kilo Bravo 5 Zulu Juliet Oscar. Handle here is Wayne, by the way. Wayne is in Whiskey Alpha Yankee Nora Echo. But yeah, I think you're referring to voice over IP or VoIP. I'm pretty sure that's what you're referring to. And I don't know if you're using the monitor or going through the DSP or how you've got it set up, but anyway. Yeah, it's less vulnerable to attack, but like you said, nowadays they're out there everything. I think they're just it's just warfare or just agitation, just the challenge of doing it. But it's more and more, and it's a lot of the younger people that are doing it. But yeah, you're pretty well not safe whether it's on. Whatever software platform, it's about everywhere nowadays. You got to be careful. Well, I'll let you go. Enjoy your dinner and your lunch, and yeah, nice talking to you. I didn't get your name. I think you told me, but we'll say top of the afternoon, 73, and we'll talk to you again on here soon. So, and maybe we'll catch you at the Ham Fest here this next weekend after next. We'll look forward to seeing you. KD5ZJO. Base over here in Grand Traverse, south of downtown.
Yep. Okay, Wayne, real good. Yeah, I got your call written down at least. Yeah, what I was trying to think of is Echo Link. You got a Windows computer running that too, and another program that's in there. I can't remember what they call it. It's whatever the ARRL wants you using. Yeah, I've got that running. I had one other thought in there too, but the swap. Yep, I'll be there if I sent off my request for a table. Understand there were very few left Maybe I'll get one, maybe I won't. But if I do, I'll see you there. I'll have my my call letters WZA down sitting on something, and maybe we'll have a bit of a chat. Have a good afternoon, Wayne. Nice talking with you. Thank you very much. KB5ZJO WZ8N. Clear.
That's just...